Well, for Fort St. John, 11,000 people could be losing their family doctors at the end of this year. The Fort St. John Medical Clinic is warning that it could be shutting down by year's end unless they can recruit a new group of doctors to work there on a permanent basis. The clinic has gone from having 14 doctors last year to just 6 today, with more set to retire. A doctor shortage is nothing new for the energetic city, but with the population ready to boom, solving it is getting more urgent than ever. Mayor Lori Ackerman is working on some options to do just that, and she's with me on the line this morning. Good morning, Mayor Ackerman.
Good morning, Russell.
So what goes through your mind when you hear that this medical clinic could be shutting its doors?
Well, we knew that those physicians, some of the physicians were looking at retiring and some were looking at moving on. So I'd also heard that they had been working very hard with the Ministry of Environment, or sorry, the Ministry of Health, as well as the Northern Health Authority to find some solutions. So I went on to their website to find out exactly what was going on. And of course, the first thing that we see is that there's some good news. First of all, some physicians were recognized for their accomplishments, and then further good news that they had announced that they had recruited another physician to that clinic. And then it does go on to speak about the potential for closing it at the end of the year. And, you know, the city is working to see what we are able to do, because, as you know, municipalities, because of the Local Government Act and the Community Charter, were unable to assist private businesses, and these are considered businesses.
So what we hear sometimes from new doctors coming into their practice is that they're fine to be doctors, they're fine to practice their skills and their craft, but at the same time, some of them are less keen to handle the business side of things, the business of being a doctor, and they just want to sort of land in a situation where they don't necessarily have to run a business necessarily.
That's right.
How much can the city work within the boundaries that it has to step up and facilitate something where you get to, if not underwrite what's going on, to at least encourage something to happen so that the doctors can worry less about the business side and that maybe the city can take some of that off their hands?
Right. So exactly. What we have heard from physicians is the liability of the medical records, are put a lot of pressure on physicians. A lot of people don't understand when they go to a doctor's office, those medical records belong to the physician, and therefore if they change doctors, they have to pay to have them moved. So I'll tell you a couple of initiatives that we have been working on. First of all, because this isn't just a city initiative, it's regional in nature. The city of Fort St. John is a service center for quite a large area. The regional district has a couple of pots of funds. First of all, there's a scholarship for any youth interested in going on to a medical profession. Secondly, we have $100,000 that we have contributed to the hiring of a recruitment person specifically for the Peace Region. And thirdly, we have $100,000 that goes to assisting new physicians, resident physicians, with the cost of living while they're in Fort St. John. And that also goes to nurse practitioners as well. You know, we've got a medical professional that is coming to the community, has not really got their clinic ramped up to the point where they're, you know, bringing in good income, then we can assist them.
How much is the cost of living in Fort St. John, I don't want to say deterrent, but how much of it is presents a challenge in terms of your recruitment practices?
You know, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge in any small community. We have doctors who are coming here from after finishing some of their work in Vancouver, simply because we have a brand new hospital with you know, that is state of the art, and they have been working for the last several years in a place like St. Paul's, which is an old hospital and has been renovated numerous times. So we're getting physicians here that are keen to work in a new hospital and to start a career that they're going to be able to get a good patient list very quickly.
You know, I wonder how much industry has to do in all of this, because as I'm sure you're aware, a lot of uncertainty around LNG, a bit of a downturn in the oil patch. How much of that is affecting how permanent your plans can be in Fort St. John around whether or not, you know, doctors come to stay or those kinds of factors?
Well, I think that the reality is we have, we're low in doctors, regardless of how much we grow. And so I don't think there's a whole lot of correlation between those.
Okay.
We've over the last 10 years have grown about 30%. Last year, 4.7%. This year, we are already 30% over last year's construction values. So we're seeing a steady growth, and it's a high growth rate. And when the Ministry of Education is purchasing land for two new elementary schools and a new middle school, I would strongly suggest that there's going to be further growth.
So what happens at the provincial and federal level that could help you out here?
Well, I think what needs to happen and what has already begun is we've had a senior staff person from the Ministry of Health come up and have this conversation with our healthcare professionals. That hasn't happened in the past, and having that person up here is the credit to that goes to entirely to MLA PIM. It's one thing to sit in Victoria and say, you know, you've got your money, you know, or whatever the case may be, or you've got a system in place, that's the way it's going to go. But to actually come up and experience that and speak to the people who are on the ground, the ones who are dealing with this day in, day out, as our physicians are, is key to finding a solution.
So just to wrap up, Mayor Ackerman, what's the top two priorities for you now as we move into the fall to prevent this clinic from closing and to encourage any new doctors who do come through to stick around for a while?
Well, the city and myself and council in particular have been very active in working with the recruiter to bring the new physicians on board, to meet them, to greet them, to meet their family, to find out what their interests are, to you know, just to integrate them into the community. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to work regionally with our neighbors to ensure that you know, the funds to assist the community or the people coming on with the cost of living. So, you know, we'll do what we can as a local government, but the reality is this is a provincial government issue, and we need to continue to advocate and put pressure on the provincial ministry that this needs to be dealt with, this needs to be recognized. Our region has always been resource-based. We are very much a community that is used to industry growth. We're facing what could be unprecedented growth rate, and we cannot do it without having a good foundation of health, education, and safety.
Mayor Lori Ackerman of Fort St. John, all the best with what happens in the fall, and we wish everyone in town all the best.
Thank you, Russell. Have a great day.
That's Mayor Lori Ackerman, the mayor of Fort St. John, and we want to hear from you next on this. How is this news affecting you, and what do you think can be done to attract more doctors to the piece? You can give us a call, 1-866-340-1932. That's 1-866-340-1932.